Hello, everyone, and welcome to Locked On Flames. Jonathan Huberdeau is here to stay. The dinner in Montreal must have worked because Huberdeau is a Flame for the next 8 years. And today I break that down for you on Locked On Flames.
Your Locked On Flames, your daily podcast on the Calgary Flames. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Locked On Flames. As always, I'm your host, Jess Belmosto, and today we are going to be talking about the highest paid Flame in franchise history, Jonathan Huberdeau, and his contract, what it means for the team, and kind of the expectation of this team going forward. And let me just remind you all to make sure you're subscribed to Locked On Flames wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Spotify, Audible, Odyssey, Apple, YouTube, all for free. Just come hang out with us this offseason. Keep you busy. But the previously highest paid Flame is Sean Monahan, whose 7-year, $44.625 million contract expires at the end of this season. As we know, he really hasn't played much. Didn't play much last year, and the year before was also kind of, you know, a little bit up and up and down year for very well-known reasons. But all of our feelings aside, I think, you know, it's easy to understand why Huberdeau was offered this contract, you know. It's the same contract that they offered Johnny Gaudreau. So, you know, there were jokes going around saying that they just had to white out the beginning of Gaudreau and just put Huberdeau instead. But this is an eight years at $10.5 million. And let's get into the salary breakdown. So year one is a $7 million signing bonus with a $3.5 million salary. And that's how it is years one through three. Years four and five are $9.5 million signing bonus. And of course, a $1 million salary. Year six is a $7 million signing bonus with that $3.5 million salary hitting again, and year seven is a $9.5 million signing bonus with a $1 million salary, and the final year of this contract is $5 million signing bonus with a $5.5 million salary. He has a full no movement clause up until year seven and eight. It's a full no movement clause. And then year seven and eight, he has a partial no trade clause and can be dealt to 12 teams. It's so hard to think where this league will be at that time. Right now, Huberdeau is 29 and he'll be 37 when this contract is up. That's a lot to think about. I will be 35 when this contract is up, and it's so weird to think about, you know, your team being, you know, where they might be, but then thinking about it as yourself, you're like, oh, right, I also exist in this universe and this time frame. But it's a little bit hard to think that far ahead for this Flames team. I think there's a lot of potential in this time span, I think, especially at the beginning, because we know what the team looks like versus what it may look like down the road, even in 4 years' time. But I can't sit here and say, oh, the Panthers won the trade, oh, the Flames won the trade, because no one has played a shift for their respective team yet. They've just signed contracts. And I really think that this is a fair deal. Don't forget that the salary cap will be going up by $10 million in the next year or two. So the percentage of the salary cap that he's eating will be less. And then I'm sure it will be even less as the time moves on, because I'm sure the cap will rise again. But that, it seems fair. I think that when you look at some of the other best paid or top forwards out there making that this kind of money, Huberto should be right up there, along with players like Matthew Tkachuk, Johnny Gaudreau, Austin Matthews. Like, those are really all of Colorado's top line, top two lines, really. Like, they should be making that kind of money. And it just, it makes sense for the Flames. If the Flames want to keep players or bring players in, they have to be willing to spend. And this mindset that they had in the past that no one could make more money than Mark Giordano was flawed, will always be flawed. I'm sorry. Your captain shouldn't and doesn't have to be the highest paid player on your team. If you want to compete, you have to spend. You know, we see it in baseball all the time. The teams that are spending a lot are usually the more competitive ones, because they can, they're not afraid to bring in those more expensive superstars. And I think that Calgary finally got into that mindset this offseason. I think that they realized how much potential this team has and what the organization is missing. And that, you know, it's a superstar, or it was a superstar that was vacant for like 2 weeks. But I think that this puts the Flames in a good position for where they'll be for the next, you know, 3-4 years. I can't look past that. I don't know. But I think the next 3-4 years will be good years for the Flames. And we're going to talk more about just the speculation and just the negativity around the contract, because I think that that's absolutely silly. And like I said, you're not going to be able to, like, no one's played a shift of hockey. You can't say the Flames lost the trade. You can't say the Flames won the trade. But let's just bite our tongue with the negativity and just be excited that the Flames have extended Jonathan Huberto for the next 8 years. And before we jump into the speculation, our next partner has a lot of positivity surrounding it with their product called AG1. AG1 is a delicious way to really start your day. I use it to, I put it in my water every morning, and I just, it helps with my gut problems and energy. And I like how it tastes, so it doesn't feel like I'm, you know, kind of quote unquote, like forcing something into my body. But it is lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar and no GMOs, none of those nasty chemicals or anything artificial. And it supports better sleep quality and recovery, supports mental clarity, which I think everybody could benefit from, because, you know, I feel like, at least for me, my sleep is a little like wonky during the summer because I don't have a lot of structure. And then get that mental clarity clear for this school year. It costs less than $3 a day, and you're investing in your health, and it's like half the price of your daily cold brew. It's cheaper than getting all of those different supplements yourself, and you're investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NHL network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. As always, thank you all so much for tuning into Locked On Flames. I appreciate it. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jess Belmosto. I'm going to put that on the screen right now if you're watching on YouTube. And let's talk about this speculation and this negativity that I've seen. So immediately when this extension was announced, people were saying, oh, they made it impossible to buy him out. And, oh, like, hello, buyout. Like, just all these negative comments. And I don't know why you wouldn't be excited for this. This is very exciting for the Flames. Number one, you have one of the best players in the NHL on your team, replacing the two that left, you know, because that happens. But, you know, we knew how important it was for the Flames to go into this trade and sign Huberdeau, at least Huberdeau, long-term. And they're supposedly working on Uyghur, and I saw a tweet saying that they locked him up for 6 years at 6.75. I don't know how true that is. Haven't seen anything from the insiders, but you never know. I think that it's just take a step back for a second. I think a lot, since it's been a few days, people have had the ability to kind of step back from the impulsiveness and the inability to think logically. But this keeps the team attractive. It keeps the window open and keeps them as a competitive team. You know, you lost 115 points in Gaudreau, right? You lost 40 goals with Gaudreau. You lost Tkachuk, who scores 30 to 40 goals as well. And, you know, along with Gaudreau, you lost your playmaking, like one of the top playmakers in the league. And Tkachuk had a lot of intangibles as well. They both brought a lot to this team that any team would be hungry to keep. And the Flames were. But, you know, sometimes not everything goes your way. We've talked about this enough on the show to the point where, you know, I don't think we need to talk about it anymore. But there has to be a plan B. And Huberdeau and Uyghur are plan B. And that's okay. Huberdeau scores 30 goals a season. And I think that he'll have some great chemistry with Lindholm and whoever they put on the right wing. I'm interested to see if they jump with Tyler Toffoli or if they move Mangiapane up and have Toffoli on that Backlund and Coleman line. But I do not think that Tyler Toffoli is going to be your top right winger. I don't think that that's the best option. I think you need to figure something else out because he's just not as fast and his skating ability is not as good as your top line speed. And that's that. That's as simple as that. It's not a dig at Toffoli. I think that he fits on other top lines around the league, but just not the Flames, at least on paper. You know, I don't know. Maybe he's doing skating clinics this summer. I don't know. But you're replacing a heart candidate, Gaudreau, with another heart candidate, Huberdeau. And they both had 115 points last year. Now, I'm not saying that they're both going to, or, you know, Huberdeau's going to come in and, okay, he has 40 goals for this season. No, I think that you have to look at the consistent stats for him, 20 to 30 goals every year, and you're getting a player who clearly has the ability to make plays. So get a solid finisher for that right line, or right wing, rather. And you can do that. I'm just saying, I really think that there's a strong possibility that this team still contends. Do I think it's going to be as smooth sailing as last year? No. And we're going to talk more about that next because, you know, you have, like, it's sinking in. August 9th, things are sinking in that Gaudreau's gone, Tkachuk's gone, Chris Tanev starting the season on LTIR, so is Sean Monahan. There are vacancies and big differences from the team that we saw, what, three months ago in May. So we have to start moving forward. And we're going to do that together. And we're going to talk more about that next because, of course, you know, I think it does get a little hard. You know, you're easy to just get stuck in your ways and for separate on the team that was, but let's use Built Bar to help move us forward. Built Bar is a delicious tasting protein bar that will give us the energy to move right on through the Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Tkachuk departures. Let me introduce you to my new favorite flavor, which is the Cookie Dough Chunk Puffs. Woo! Got a bar of this. I posted a TikTok of it. Oh my God, you guys. It is light. It is fluffy. It is chewy. And it has real cookie dough chunks. And they're covered in 100% real chocolate. So it tastes like if you just ate like raw cookie dough, which I know like is bad for you, but Built Bars aren't. They are 160 calories and have 15 grams of protein, which is incredible. Run to Built.com today to snag a box for you and the family. They're a perfect treat and you can throw them in your lunchboxes for back to school. They're healthy, get you through the rest of your day if you eat them for lunch, and you know, you'll really benefit from them. Or you can find a hiding spot and hoard them for yourself. But head on over to Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off of your order today at Built.com with promo code LOCKED15. Please make sure that you are subscribing to Locked On Flames wherever you get your podcasts. We have, again, a guest-heavy month ahead. I have a few episodes to edit and upload. We've got Erica Ayala from Locked On Kraken, JD Young from Locked On Sharks. We're gonna get through this. The dog days of summer. And, you know, That's kind of where we're at right now, right? Like, we're in uncharted territory. This team has not seen a team without Gaudreau and Tkachuk for a very long time. Bringing in Huberdeau and Uyghur. You know, they're individual players, but like that, like together they are an entity that is boosting this team. And we will do a Uyghur episode later, maybe later this week, where we can talk about this, because I think it's so important to address. But this keeps them afloat, okay? You don't have to bring in the prospects immediately now, right? You don't have to go out and sign, you know, some depth players just so you can promote from within and kind of make yourself a not-so-competitive team. But with Huberdeau's signing, the extension, it keeps you afloat. You know, you might not win the Pacific this year. You might not win it next year. Who cares, right? You don't get a trophy for winning your division. And that's not what matters. The goal is to bring home the Stanley Cup, to bring it back to Canada, right? That's the goal here. That is the ultimate goal, correct? So when you are signing a player, presumably for the rest of his career, you make yourself competitive. You want to pay him so he wants to stay and to, you know, finish out his career and really give it a go for the cup. Of course, you know, the Panthers were competitive, but I don't think that they had enough. Now, the Flames probably don't have enough at the moment, but if they are able to keep bringing in these stars, building their depth defensively, a stronger defense to help their goaltending, and we keep that momentum going with the goal scoring, like, and everything is clicking, we could be a true contending team. Injuries, you know, they happen. They happen all the time, and they're inevitable. This is a physical game. Things happen. I mean, Chris Sale was riding to get his lunch, and he riding his bike to get a lunch, and he, like, flipped over a rock and broke his wrist, okay? Accidents happen. Things happen. There's no way to avoid, you know, the inevitable. But the Flames this year are going to be an interesting study because of how much they lost. Okay, rewind even further. Because of the season they had last year, the players they lost, the players they brought in, and the division got a little bit better. Almost all of the teams in the division added players or removed players to make themselves better. So it's important to really, you know, take a step back and look at this from a wider view and not just narrow in on what is happening immediately. Chemistry is so important. And I think that bringing him in long term really shows that they want to build chemistry and that they want to continue to set themselves up for success. I do. I think that, you know, if they were just giving up and throwing in the towel, they wouldn't, they would have accepted, you know, those low ball trade offers from St. Louis or anyone else, you know? So I don't know. I'm very positive, cautiously optimistic, but the team is probably going to have a slow start coming out of the gate, and that's okay. Once they find their footing and they are able to, you know, have to find that chemistry and to really complete their, to find themselves again, to find that identity. They were scrappy underdogs last year. And I think this year, you know, Mangiapane, dude's 5'10". He's a little skinny mini over here. Like, he is the new Gaudreau in terms of, like, this undersized forward who is set to make an impact on your team. And I like it. I like this Huberdeau signing. I hope that they're able to lock up Uyghur and just continue to get better. I need this defense to get better. So Jacob Markstrom is not sending himself over the edge every start, trying to make impeccable saves that, you know, you would only see in a video game. And I need Huberdeau to, like, score 40 goals. I'll settle with 30, though, okay? So that does it for today's episode of Locked On Flames. As always, I'm your host, Jess Belmosto, and I appreciate you all for tuning in to another episode. Thanks for hanging out. I appreciate it. I love talking hockey with you guys. I missed you so much. Life has been chaotic. If you follow me on Twitter, you know that I was kind of all over the place these last few days, and work's been hectic. Wrapping up my last semester of college, and I love talking with you guys. Like, it truly is, like, my favorite part of the day, sitting down and just screaming at my computer because, you know, hockey. But I'll be here. I told y'all I was not leaving just because Gaudreau was leaving. And then Tkachuk left and someone messaged me and was like, because the team isn't, like, that good anymore and, like, your favorite players left. Are you? No, I'm not going anywhere. Please. I would never abandon you. I'm here to bring in some more fans, keep y'all going and entertained. I miss you, hockey. I'm sure we all miss hockey. Thinking of maybe doing a live show and we can talk all about this upcoming season and, you know, a little group therapy session, Q&A, air out our concerns and have a safe space, you know? But as always, thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you to our partners, Built Bar and Athletic Greens, for supporting the show and helping me continue to make content like this. And I will see you all again later this week. Bye-bye.